This is the second episode of the Vidly Podcast. I'm your host, Skibbity Coffee, and this is a series on my channel where I interview people on Vidly about stuff. The second guest is Wiz. Welcome, how are you feeling
Hello.
today?
I'm feeling awesome. I'm feeling great, dude. Don't seem impressed.
I'm sorry, you just...
Okay.
Can I ask the first question?
Sure.
How did you first hear about Vidly?
I was scrolling on YouTube one day until I got a hit from this, like, YouTube video from, I don't know who he is, but, made a video about Vidly and Bitview. Yeah, and that's how it started.
Oh. Was it criticizing Vidly, or was it saying it was good?
I think it was criticizing Vidly. At the time, it has, like, gore and other shit on the site, so it's pretty scary.
Oh, yeah.
To go to, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What is it?
It's just your reaction to everything. You don't sound very impressed. And it's like, okay. I'm sorry if you hear any background noises.
It's okay. Why did you decide to use Vidly?
Mainly one reason. I was banned from Bitview. I am in Bitview jail, so I cannot use Bitview, so I have to use Vidly. And to be honest, Vidly is so much better than Bitview.
Yeah. It's crazy how some false allegations got you banned off Bitview.
Well, I won't say entirely false. You know, I think I did some wrong here. You know, interacting with these Nazi people. I think that's my bad, but to go around and say that I'm a neo-Nazi it's not really who I am personally. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. But I thinking about taking accountability, making another video addressing the accusations. So when I got banned, you know, I felt like throwing up. You know, it was because I thought, you know, I look at Bitview as like a key to YouTube success, you know, bringing all the Bit viewers to YouTube. And yeah, I want the YouTube stuff to work because that's really my only passion in life. And when's that taken away from me? I was like, oh God, do I want to live anymore? I know it's a bit extreme. You know, it's just a goddamn video sharing site that no one knows, but I don't know. That site kind of holds a special place in my heart. You know?
Yeah. I feel really sick when I get banned from Discord servers.
Throwing up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not throwing up, but like just... I don't know, I feel really bad after getting banned from Discord servers after I say some crazy stuff in them.
Yeah. I won't go to the route of getting banned from a Discord server. Oh, being sick. Like, I don't know.
I'm sorry. Can I ask the third question?
Yeah, sure.
What are some problems with Vidly you would like to see changed?
Okay, Vidly, I think it's perfect the way it is. I think it's a, Vidly is a bit of a nice balance of, what do I say, being being overprotective and not overprotective, you know what I mean? You know, it's not like Twitter's right winged. You know, when you log on to the platform, you're just immediately being blasted with just racism. Vidly is not like that. I do prefer for Vidly to remove some people who post questionable videos. Like, I don't know if you have seen this, but if you search up Cunny on Vidly, you get these videos of these like people pretending to be lollies and saying, "Oh, sex, Cunny! Oh my god!" You know what I mean?
I know.
I don't like these people. I don't like them here at all. I feel like there's gonna be like a gateway for pedophilia to be in Vidly, you know what I mean? For more people to be open about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's...
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it is definitely better than the old era. The old era was like, you could find some Peter Scully edits and stuff. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I don't really like watching these types of videos. It's not great.
How does your family feel about Vidly?
Oh, they don't know. They don't know. They don't know about Vidly, but they did know about Bitview and accusations.
Oh.
I was dealing with. So I had to explain to my mom, like, hey, no, I'm not like that. It was hard, you know. It was, I don't know. I had some real life stuff going on while the drama happened, which, you know, it's not great. I'm not gonna go in detail. The internet. I used the internet kind of to escape from reality, but. And I cannot, with Bitview, you know, with that drama going on, I have nothing to escape to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. About the Bitview, like, I don't know how to say this, but, like, has anyone from Bitview, like, not believe the allegations and still watch your videos on Vidly or YouTube instead?
There's some people who just... There are people from Bitview who definitely still communicates with me and still contact with me. More of which got banned, most of them. Like, there was, like, a huge ban wave. Which includes me. And other people...
Yeah, I don't think I would ever use Bitview, just simply because of, like, all the rules and the fact that, like, if you get false allegations, the mods can just ban you. It's not like there's like,
a court thing
where, like, you have to prove you're, like...
I don't think there's any false accusations happened. I just happen to be, you know, part of the drama. You know, I don't think drama happens... ever on Bitview.
Yeah.
Well, I only been on Bitview for a few months, so I cannot say, but I don't know. My personal experience, there's no big controversy like mine. I think I was the first and only.
It did seem, when I did check your Bitview page before it got banned, you had, like, hundreds of subscribers. Like, you were famous or something on the site.
Oh, yeah. Almost. My peak was, like, 170 subscribers. I was pretty big.
Oh.
Not because I make good videos there. I just make these, like, Mr. Beast is on Bitview videos, and that gets a lot of views because of the title and thumbnails. I love making thumbnails, and it should have, it's shown, you know, I love making those thumbnails, and that's how I got a lot of, you know, views and subscribers, because yeah, I know how to market my videos.
It seems you and Baker are friends. Did you know about him, like, before Vidly or after?
I know him through Bitview. We becoming more friends since joining Vidly. Yeah. More to closer, I would say. Is that? I don't know.
Yeah. Thoughts on the gore era of Vidly?
Well, I wasn't really there too much. I only like checked Vidly once or twice in that gore era. I joined like before it got changed, like I think a month before it got changed to the Vidly today. I have no thoughts about it, but the thing I was surprised about is you're able to hide the gore. That's one thing I was surprised. There's no pornography on Vidly ever. Well, I guess there was, but they don't allow it. Once I joined Vidly, I thought people were just going to rip me apart, you know, try to attempt to dox me because I was from Bitview. People don't care.
Well, I mean, maybe in 2023, someone might could have done that, but not now.
Right. Because people were saying, like, Vidly is, like, the worst website ever created, ever. You know, and it gives me that expectations that Vidly is the worst website ever. I'm not saying it's bad at the time, but it's certainly, like, not the worst. It has moderation, some level of it.
Yeah. Sorry, I know this is kind of boring.
It's all right. I'm happy to be in this a podcast, right? It's a podcast. Yeah, I think the podcast is such a cool idea and all. I really like it. I really like the idea.
Trying to think of any for more things to say. What would be your last words you wanted to say to the audience?
Okay, I'm gonna advertise myself like I like to do. Subscribe to Huge Piss on YouTube. Please subscribe. I would love for my channel to be to work. I would love to make money off YouTube. That's all I have to say.